Jan Hartley joining me from Third World Church Builders. Jan, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you, Ted. It's good to be here.
Now, what you do is really close to my heart. I was a youth pastor for 23 years, and so one of my favorite places and times of my life is when I'm on the mission field with students. And Jamaica is where I've mostly taken youth groups to and things like that. And tell us a little bit in a nutshell about what your organization, what your ministry does on the mission field.
I have people working with me in Honduras, and we find churches that are meeting in adobe houses or in fields or maybe under trees or something, and have a established church with a pastor, and we help them get started by building a church. And they have already found them some land and all, and when they have showed that much stability and show some growth, and we just come in there and build them a block church building.
Well, how do you make that relationship with them?
Well, I have a pastor in Honduras that travels villages, and he also knows everybody in southern Honduras, and from being a pastor there for many years. And I also work with a missionary in Texas that is retired from 30 years on the mission field in Honduras, and the footsteps I'm taking, he has taken 30 years ago. His name's Ralph Wilson. He's in Texas.
Wow. We're going to come back and talk to Jan some more here in just a bit about the change that you see in those people's lives, those church members, when all of a sudden their church goes from just meeting out in the field or meeting on the front porch of somebody's home to having their own building, and how cool that is. So we'll be back and talk to Jan here about that in a second. J103, Shining the Light. Hey, we're back here with Jan Hartley from Third World Church Builders. And Jan, we were talking earlier about how your ministry sees churches that are in Honduras that don't have a church building. How important is it, and what does it do for that church's ministry when all of a sudden they go from meeting in a field or meeting underneath the big old tree to having their own building?
Well, these churches are more than buildings. They're soul-saving stations. They have a place in the community to meet their physical needs as well as their spiritual needs. And when these people in Honduras have trouble, they head for the church.
Wow. Now, how did you get started in this? How did God put this ministry and this vision in your mind?
Well, I stepped out on faith and went to Haiti in 1998, and God put me with some people from Honduras and Haiti, and started Hurricane Mitch hit Honduras, and I started doing medical dental trips as a nurse. And one day I realized the antibiotics only last so long that they needed Jesus.
Wow. Wow.
So actually, I'm the one that's received the blessings because I've been able to grow spiritually because it isn't about medicine or what I can do physically. It's all about Jesus.
Sure. So how many trips do you think you've taken to Honduras?
I've taken 17 to Honduras. I've been to several other countries, too.
Uh-huh. So some of those countries?
I've been to Nicaragua, El Salvador, Mexico, Honduras, and Haiti.
Wow. Now, how long does it take once you've got that relationship started with a church and the pastor there at Honduras says, yes, this is a pastor, this is a thriving small congregation, and they need a building? How long does it take to construct a building from that point?
First thing I do is fly over there and have meetings with them, and we group it together. I don't fly for one meeting. We group it, and we have some celebration time with some churches that are already built, and I try to take them Bibles and Gospels of John in Spanish. And then, depending on if we're in the middle of another construction, we can usually do it in, maybe 12, 14 weeks. Okay. That's a quick build.
Now, what does a church look like, a typical church building look like in Honduras?
They're concrete blocks. Most of them never get the money to paint it. They have metal bars over the windows because it's too hot for glass, and they have metal locking doors. And to me, they're very beautiful because it's something God's done. In these churches, many people have been raised up to be Sunday school teachers and workers in the church, and it just blesses me to see that they're taking ownership of these churches and not only worshiping our Lord and Savior there, but taking an active part and working hard. I'm just praying that God will continue to bless it. I give Him all praise, honor, and glory for this ministry.
You know, we are so blessed here in the United States with our churches and all the luxuries that we have in our church buildings. And I can remember and I can vividly picture right now the times that I've been overseas on mission trips in Jamaica, as I mentioned earlier, and seeing the pride that those people take, those church members take in their buildings. And it is more than just a place they go to once a week. It becomes a major part of their life.
Yes, it does. And I just praise God for this ministry. I wish people could come with me. Maybe some of them can, but they can certainly visit the website and see what's going on there.
What is the website, Jamie?
The website is thirdworldchurchbuilders.com, and it's all spelled out, thirdworldchurchbuilders.com.
We're going to come back and talk to Jan again and find out how you can get involved. Maybe God's laying this burden on your heart, saying, you know, I do need to get involved, and I'd love to take a part in helping to build some churches, and we'll find out how you can do that next. J103, Shining the Light. We're back with Third World Church Builders, Jan Hartley. And Jan, your ministry and organization builds churches in Honduras specifically and other places as well. But who's in charge of your ministry? How did you get started?
Well, I got started after I'd prayed my way through nursing school. I told God that I would help his people when he got me through nursing school, and he certainly got me through. And one day my pastor said I needed some missionaries to go to Haiti, and my biggest need is RN. So God put me in there to use my skills as a nurse. And then after I went to Honduras, I felt real good about it for a couple of trips, but then I realized that that didn't even what God put me there for. He put me there to tell them the story that Jesus died for them. God gets all praise, honor, and glory for this ministry.
Fantastic. Well, somebody may be out there listening to us this morning, Jan, and they feel the Lord, the Holy Spirit convicting them, and they need to be a part of it. What can they do? How do they get in touch with you? And what is there for people to do out there?
The main thing they can do is pray for this ministry. Pray for God to open the doors that need to be opened and to close the ones that do not need to be opened. And they can certainly come to my website and learn how to give. We have many needs in this ministry. Right now, currently, we're trying to raise some money up to buy a pickup truck. So I hire a driver, and he has to come home to his family every night. But I want to go in deeper where I have to spend a night to get to where I'm going. And a lot of needs, but God is blessing.
So as you're there in the community and you need to, like you say, it may be a couple hours per se where the church may be. But if you have a driver and you're using his truck, you're kind of at his mercy, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And now I do have a good driver and all, but he's got a family with a young daughter and son, and he has to come home at night.
Sure.
We need our own way so that we can do the jobs and get further deeper into the villages.
Now, if it's anything like Jamaica, the place that I've done missions at, vehicles aren't cheap there. We look at prices of vehicles and think, oh my gosh, it's outrageous. But even more so in these developing countries.
Yeah, they're expensive, and believe it or not, gas is roughly a dollar more a gallon there.
So there's a lot of ways that you can get involved in Third World Church Builders. Any other ways you can think of?
We need help constructing more churches. I just ask people to pray, what would God have them to do? And just don't talk to me about it, talk to God about it. And and then if God lays it on the heart, then they can call me or email me.
What's the average cost of a church building there in Honduras?
Approximately $9,000.
Wow.
To construct a church. A lot of times they can get people to give the land to them, or they can get the money up to buy the land, and then around $9,000 will get a church built.
Fantastic. Well, Jan, we join with you in just praising the Lord for raising up Third World Church Builders and for him putting his hand on you and touching you, and we applaud you for your obedience and your faithfulness to the Lord.
Thank you, Ted, very much. And I just want to thank J103 for all their support and prayers.
Sure thing. You can go and check it out, thirdworldchurchbuilders.com.
Yes, sir.
Thirdworldchurchbuilders.com, all spelled out. And look there, and you can get in touch with Jan Hartley on how you can help make a literal difference in the lives of people. And there's no telling how many people each of those churches that are built, how many people they will reach for the cause of Christ. Again, Jan, thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Ted, for having me. Y'all have a blessed day out there.